Tonight's Shia Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Shia HaKiddush and Welcome Suda. Kiddush should be where you eat the Suda Sif Aleph. Ain Kiddush Ella B'Malkam Suda. The halacha is the Kiddush has to be where you eat. Or Bayis Echad Mipina Lepina, in one room from one corner to the other. Choshuv Malkam Echad, it's all the same place. Shem Kiddush Lechol Pina Zu V'Nimlech Lechol Pina Acheres. If you make Kiddush thinking you'll eat in this corner and then you change your mind to go to the other corner. I feel who trakling gadol, even if it's a huge ballroom, and it's serach lach or kaddish. There's no need to make kiddush again. It's all the same room. It's all welcome suda. The Ramah adds me bias la sukkah choshev kimipina lapina. From the house to the sukkah is considered just from one corner of the room to the other. That's with an indoor sukkah. V'yesh oimim. Some say shakosha roem komo. As long as you can see your place. Even from the house to the yard, it's not necessary to make kiddush again. Some say, if make kiddush in one place with the intent to eat somewhere else, that's good enough. Look back in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. As long as the two places are in the same building, one room to the other, or from an upper floor to a lower floor, and that is the ikra that ends. Mishnah Berura Sifkan Aleph. The Malkam Suda, Kiddush has to be Malkam Suda. The Pasuk says, V'karos Shabbos Oinik. The Pasuk says that you should proclaim for Shabbos Oinig, meaning b'makom Oinig shua suda sham tehakriya shal kiddush. In the place of your Oneg, which is the meal, that's where you have the kriya of across the Shabbos. You call out the Shabbos, that's the kiddush. The kiddush should be in the place of the Oneg. This is a Rashbam and Psochem Daf Kuf Aleph Oman Aleph. The Rashbam brings a second pshat, that's a svara. It's a svara that since kiddush is on wine, Mistama is wine at the time of Sa'uda. So he brings this asmachta from the pasuk across from Oinig or Sfar. Sivkan beis lechol pina zu v'chulu. If he has a mind to eat in one place, one corner of the room, and he changes his mind to another corner of the room, that's fine. V'koshken b'kish adas lechol b'pina acheres v'shapadam, especially if when he made kiddush, he had a mind he's going to eat in the other side of the room, for sure that works. Sifkad gom v'nimlech lechol v'chul, he changed his mind to go to the other corner. However, l'chadchil, it really is better never to leave the place where you make kiddush. Toyesh machmirin gami pina l'pina, because there are opinions that even from one corner of the room to the other is a problem. Unless when he made kiddush, he had in mind that he'll be eating on the other side, the other corner. Oz mistabro de lahach was a then, logic would say not to be machmir. One should be machmir, not to switch from one corner to the other if possible, but if you had in mind up front that you're going to move over to the other side, that would be okay. Sifkan dal de pina acheres. So he changed his mind, instead of eating in this part of the room, to the other part of the room. Avlim nimlach lechol becheder acher. But according to this view, if he changed his mind to eat in a different room, even if it's in the same building, so you'd have to make kiddush again. Since he did not have it in mind when he made kiddush. From the house, the sukkah is like from one corner to the other. For instance, it started to rain, so when he made kiddush, he was making kiddush in the house. Then the rain stopped. And he wants to eat in the sukkah. Or the opposite. He made kiddush in the sukkah. The yardu gesham, it began to rain. So he wants to eat in the house. Because either case, in sarach l'kaddish einis, he does not have to make kiddush again. This scenario is when the sukkah is indoors, in the house. So husu hayetzia, he took off the roof of a one corner and made a sukkah. There's no wall dividing the house from the sukkah except the sukkah wall. V'alken svir lei, therefore he holds the kivan shein mechitza sukkah asuya latash elish mitzvah sukkah, since the wall of the sukkah is not there as a wall that you're going to use, but rather it's a wall for the mitzvah sukkah, chashiv can be pina l'pina b'lo mechitza. It's as if you're in the same room, one corner of the room to the other, with no barrier, with no wall in between. The kaimelon that we hold, filo hoisa dait mitchila kachlet, even if he did not have in mind to change location, and sarach l'kadosh he would not have to make kiddush again. But if the sukkah was built outdoors, now you have the walls of the house that's separate from the sukkah. Then it's the equivalent of going from one room of the house to a different room. That if you did not have in mind to change location, so you would have to make kiddush again. Unless he sees the original place from the second place. So, come on, as we'll say later on. Zeu be'or divi Ramah. This is how we explain the Ramah. The Fimasha be'eruha Magen Avraham, based on the explanation of the Magen Avraham. U'ibnei she'yesh poiskim hacholken al kolze. Now, there are poiskim who disagree with all of this. U'kan shmeyarti be'er locha, as I clarified in the be'er locha. Okay, therefore, toiv kesherotz lakar acha kiddush estiros l'sudo. It's a good thing that if he wants to relocate after Kiddush, he wants to relocate where he's going to have the meal. Sheyishtem etchila revius yayim makom hu. The best thing is to have a revius of wine where he made Kiddush. Thus chashav adezeh kemakom suda. So that drinking of the revius will make the location of Kiddush makom suda. Uki l'kaman, as we'll learn later. U'l'kulyam, then everyone would agree, and sarach shul l'kadoshenis, you would not have to make Kiddush a second time. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Omer, that as long as he sees the location, even from the house to the Chutzar, it's all considered the same place, and does not have to make Kiddush again. Sifkan Vav, Shekol Shurom Mekom, as long as he sees the place. Shekevan Sheyochel B'Mekom Hasuda Liros is a Mekom Shekidesh. Since where he eats, he can see where he made Kiddush. Afilu Derech Halon, even if it's through a window. Vafilu Ak Mikzas Mekomo, even if he sees part of the room. Chashav hakol kemokom echad. For these halachas, it's considered one place. Sifkan zayin, afilu mibayas hachatzar, even if it's from indoors to out, if you can see the location, that's good enough. For who adin, mibayas labayas. It's also true if it's from one house to another house. Emroem mekomo, if he can still see his location where he made kiddush. Vein shvil hayochid hakavua mos hachamo, or mos hagesham mafsikim b'neim, and there isn't a path that is used for individuals both in the summer and the winter, separating between the houses. So then if he can see from one house to the other, that's good enough. One should not rely on this yesh oimim, that as long as you see the location, it's good enough, unless it's a case of great need, case of b'diyevet. Shal yuchal lis'oid, mokam ha'kiddush, where he cannot eat where he made kiddush. Abalav ha'chi, but if not, if he can eat where he made kiddush, he should be very careful not to rely on this leniency of one house to the other as long as he can see the original place. Because there are opinions who are machmir, even with the yavid it doesn't work. Sifkan ches. Then the mechabim is a yesh oimim, that if you make kiddush in one place with the intent to eat somewhere else, that's good enough as long as they're in the same building, like one room to the other, upstairs, downstairs. The bayis echad, hainutachas gag echad, they're under one roof. Afal pi sheinuay mekomo, even though he can't see from one place to the other, since he had in mind, and it's under one roof, that's good enough. And the Ramah concludes, v'chein ikr. The Be'er Halacha writes on those words, v'chein ikr, komokom l'chadchilo ya'asekin. But even though the Ramah says, v'chein ikr, you really should not do this l'chadchilo, el mokom l'chak, only in case of need. Because the Magen Avraham and Sifkan Alef is machmir chatchila even mipina lepina, even one part of the room to the other. Even though the Sham Kasab Mistab Din Hachz, even though we write Taka, don't have to be machmir like that. Kamokli Miched Lached, but if you go from one room to the other, Bevadi Nachon Lachush Lachatchila Das Harash Machmazah, Lachatchila, one should be careful with the views of the Rishonim Duran who are machmir with that. Miu im Gamroyim Mekom, but if you can see the location as well. Near the Yesh Lahakel Afilu Lechatchila Imdait L'Zemes HaKiddush. One could be make Lechatchila if he can had in mind. So if you have both advantages, that he had in mind to eat in the next room over, and he can see the next room from where he is. So then we could do that lechatchila. Sif Beis. Im kiddush b'bayis echod al manas le'achol sham. If you had kiddush in the house to eat there, va'achach nimlach le'achol makom acher, and then he changed his mind to eat elsewhere, so chlachso kadesh makom shavuot le'achol sham, he'll have to make kiddush again in the new location where he plans on eating. Mishtavusav kontes va'achach nimlach. For the ochol kan kazayis, he changed his mind and did not even eat a kazayis where he made kiddush. Alam ochol kazayis, if he would have eaten a kazayis where he made kiddush, yotzi, he's already eaten a kiddush. Because it comes on sifei, like we'll see in sifei. Sifkad yud b'mokom acher, he decides to eat somewhere else. Hainu afilu b'cheder acher shavu sabayis, even a different room in the same house. Kim shol hois the diet, if he didn't have it in mind up front, he'll have a kiddush again. K'day ava sifaf, like we said before in sifaf. Se'iv gimel. Im kiddush v'lo so'ad. If he made kiddush and didn't eat, afi de kiddush lo yotza. So he's not yotza kiddush. He's not yotza kiddush. He has to make kiddush again. The Torah says, v'tzorech le'achol b'makom kiddush la'alter. So you should eat where you make kiddush right away. Oh, she'vedai to le'achol shom yad. Or at least they have a mind to eat right away. Abalav ha'achi, but otherwise, afilu ochel makom kiddush, even if you did eventually eat where you make kiddush, but it's a long time later, eno yotza, you're not going to be yotza. If he had in mind not to eat there right away, which is the wrong thing to think, but that's what he had in mind. Then he changed mind and did eat right away. Yotze, he's going to be yotze. So the ikker is, did you eat, didn't you eat? Your thoughts, you should have the right thoughts, but that's not going to be the ma'akev here. You had in mind to eat, but you didn't. Doesn't work. You had in mind not to eat, but you did. It does work. Mishnebura sivka and yud aleph. Afi de kish v'chulu. If he made kiddush and did not eat, he's not yotze kiddush. Kamash malon, what are we learning from here? The lo tema dafke moitze lecha mokum acher. Chud lo mahani akish lahat lo bachilo. You shouldn't say that only if he wants to eat elsewhere. That's when the kiddush doesn't help to allow him to eat. Kiyum shol kiddush mokum suda, since he didn't make kiddush where he eats. Am eino moitze lisoit achach klavaletze, he doesn't want to eat at all. Yotz al kopar me kiddush, so you'll think that maybe his yotz a kiddush. Kamash malon, no, you're not even yotz a kiddush. It's not just you can't eat, that this kiddush doesn't help your seuda when it's not in the same place. You're not yotz a kiddush b'chlal, even if you have no intention of eating. You have to eat in order to be yotz a kiddush. Sefkan yud beis la'alter, one should eat right after kiddush. V'lo yafsik afilu zman katzar, you should not even interrupt with a short period of time. Kasi b'shir k'nes gadol, shiori k'nes gadol writes, the me'ez siba kami duchtei v'yotzal chutz, if for whatever reason he had to get up and step outside after kiddush, before he eats, v'ach achalaz ha'mekom, then he comes back to his place, and tzorech lachzor l'kadesh machma sheyotzal chutz, we don't say he has to make kiddush again because he stepped outside. Kiyun shel b'soif ha'yis ha'su'uda v'malkom ha'kiddush, because ultimately the su'uda was where he made kiddush. Ayin shem, look over there. Others disagree with him. So one should be very careful not to interrupt, not to step out. But if he had to step out, especially if he had to go to the bathroom, certainly he will say that he should not be strict to make kiddush again. We'll say stepping out to use the restroom is the same as other needs of the meal, and he doesn't lose his kiddush, he just goes in right away to wash, and that's all b'malkom suda. Sifkan yigimel, osha yehei. The Rambam says that he should eat b'malkom kiddush right away, or have in mind to eat right away. Miloshen o, mevoar, the word o indicates, de me'ikara lo ma'arik shay b'dayta b'feir shas kiddush l'achol la'alter el b'stamba. That initially, he didn't have an explicit intent to eat right away. He just said, stam das. He's making kiddush and he's going to end up eating. V'afilu hocha yotz, and he's still yotze, kiyun shalcha l'alter, since the reality is he ate right away. V'hadashmin, then the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, t'mhoye b'dayta b'shas kiddush, that if he in fact had in mind when he made kiddush, afilu eru achach oynis v'ocham yad, and then an oynis happened, and he couldn't eat right away. El achach, he only ended up eating with that little delay. Gam kein yotz, he's also yotze. If he left his location during that time, Das kam achroim shetzorch las kash menei chomo say have to make kiddush again. The first case is he had stam das, he made kiddush, he eats right away, that's good. The second case is he has das to eat right away, but it didn't happen that way. There's an oinus interrupted, so that's good enough. But if in that case when he had an oinus, which had nothing to do with the meal, and then he went out also, so now you're compounding the problems, then the Rashidus who hold will have to make kiddush again. I feel like a Hatzola fellow. He doesn't make kiddush, gets a Hatzola call, he runs out, comes back 15 minutes later, makes kiddush again. So he didn't wash him anything. He made kiddush, and right away, he's planning on washing right now. The call comes in, he runs out of the house, he leaves the house, there's a hefsik, there's an oinus, there's nothing to do with his suuda. He comes back, even 15 minutes later, he should make kiddush again. The same as true if you had a big ballroom. And he's going from one room to corner of the room to the other corner to eat. Or he makes kiddush in one room and he knows, as he has das, he'll eat in an adjacent room, another room, under the same roof. Or from upstairs to downstairs, or downstairs to upstairs. But the walking from one place to the other takes time. In that case, he would not have to make kiddush again. But if you didn't have either of these cases, didn't eat right away or have a mind to eat right away, then even though he ends up being there much later, he's not yetzer kiddush. He didn't have a mind to eat right away. He made a mind to do some other things. And he did interrupt. Then even if the actual interruption was an oinus, even if he ends up eating afterwards in the place where he made kiddush, he wasn't yoytzeh. But if the hefsik was, if the interruption was for things necessary for the meal, it would seem maybe he had to go and get some chairs, get another folding table. So it took some time. So that is all tzarchei suda, and he would not have to make kiddush again. Sifkot ezvav shom miyad. The last case is, he taken in mind not to eat right away, but he did. Shom miyad perish. Mitchila keshekidesh, initially when he made kiddush, hayibidaitu sholecho klal, arach hazman, he had in mind, I'm not eating now, I'm eating much later. And even he had mind not to even eat here. I'm going to eat somewhere else. And then he changed his mind and did eat right now in this place. But since he changed his mind and he did eat right away, where he made kiddush, and tzarech la'achzor kash, he does not have to make kiddush again. He made kiddush here. He figured, I'll go home and make kiddush there. And they bring out some real good cake. Changed his mind on the spot. Well, he's yoytze. So the thought, he should have in mind to eat now, but if he didn't, we go at the reality, did he end up eating or not? So the previous case, he had in mind to eat now, but he didn't. He loses his kiddush, he doesn't eat till later. In this case, he had in mind not to eat now, but he did eat now. Then he is yoytze kiddush.